Joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline is the former president and CEO of MLSC. Here's Richard Petty. How you doing, Richard?
I'm excellent. Couldn't be better.
So what do you make of this news that just broke out of the Board of Governors meetings? Bettman going on record saying if Seattle is involved in this expansion process, it's going to cost them $650 million. What do you make of that news?
Well, I was really surprised when they got $500 for Las Vegas, but I don't think that's, you know, with a lot of the deals, and you were talking about it before I came on, it's been kind of, yeah, I'm going to charge you $80 million, but we're going to count your first 2 years of losses against that price or something else. It's always been a really tough to pin down what the teams actually pay. It seems a little steep to me, but, you know, Lewicki's out there trying to do this, and Tim's always spent money, so you never know.
Well, if you're Seattle, Richard, wouldn't you be saying, hang on a sec, just a year ago, Vegas only gave you $500. Why in the hell do we have to give you $650?
Well, I think, you know, a buyer always has the option to say no. You know, no one has to pay that $650, but, you know, in sports there always has been someone who's willing to pay more. I wonder, you know, you fast forward a couple of years from now, and I'm thinking more of the NFL and the NBA, because, you know, the broadcast rights have never been worth a lot in the U.S. on the NHL. But I think you're going to see values, you know, teeter a bit, because, you know, is ESPN and their likes going to spend that amount of money years from now? It's going to be an interesting dynamics going forward.
With Richard Petty, former CEO and president of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. Obviously, last week or early this week, the big news out of Seattle was that they were getting the money to pump it into upgrades on the arena that they have there with the hopes of bringing an NHL team and then potentially bringing back an NBA team. We had this discussion a couple of days ago when the news came out that maybe Rodgers would be looking to sell the Blue Jays. And I threw a poll question out asking people, what would you want that next owner to do first? And the winning vote was start the process on building a new stadium. You're familiar with the way this city works, the amount of money that would go into a project like that. How would you handicap the chances of a new ballpark in Toronto over the next 5 to 10 years?
You know, it's tough to imagine that they can get the financials to work. I read that they've got it on the books for $1.3 billion. If you were buying a baseball team in the U.S., you'd pay more than $1.3 billion. So let's say it's $1.3 billion, and that's U.S. So now we're talking $1.7 billion Canadian. And to build a new stadium, you know, people are going crazy on stadiums. But let's just say you're a little frugal and you could do it for $600 or $700 million. You're now got an investment of over $2 billion. You know, the Blue Jays, they don't declare how much they make or lose on the Blue Jays. It's not really material in their balance sheet and their P&L. So you don't know how much they're making, but I don't think they're making a heck of a lot. And so it's really tough to imagine that someone would think a new stadium and buying the Blue Jays would be financially viable. I looked, you know, 6 years ago looking at buying an NFL team, and in those days I thought you could get one for $1 billion and build a new stadium. I could not get it to work. And believe me, I believe the NFL financials in Toronto would be better than the Blue Jays financials in Toronto.
You think an NFL team would make more money here than the Blue Jays?
Yeah, because of that broadcast deal.
So they'd pick up on the American broadcast money is what you're saying.
Yeah, which is just awesome. It pays well beyond what the cost of the players are. But I couldn't get that to work. And so, you know, we imagine, kind of talked about buying the Blue Jays a couple times in my years there. I couldn't ever seem to get it to work financially. I'm getting rusty now, but $2.3 billion? New stadium, Blue Jays, that's a bridge too far for me.
Well, we'll see. I mean, that's the thing. If Rodgers wants to do it, to your point, you've got to find a lot of money out there, and there's only so many individuals that have it that would want to spend it, and only so many companies, and one of them happens to be Bell, and they've come together before. You're familiar with that, with MLSC, and some people throwing out the idea that MLSC would take over the Blue Jays. I don't see how that would work.
It doesn't make sense. So Rogers has become public that they say they want to divest some of these assets because they want to invest in their systems. Their systems, whether it's speed, I'm not a cable expert, they want to improve their systems. They believe they're behind TELUS and Bell. So I'm going to sell my asset and, you know, clear $1 billion+, and then I'm going to invest it back in my system to compete with Bell. So why would Bell ever want to help them develop a war chest? And you know, I just do not see MLSE buying it. I mean, it's very interesting. Bell and Larry wanted to buy the Argos, but Rogers didn't. The Argos are on TSN, as we all know. So what happened was Bell and Larry did it without Rogers. It's not an MLSE venture. And I just don't see MLSE buying it. They've already got four teams. The synergies are all there. It's a challenge to run that many teams. It's almost unheard of now in sports to have that many teams. So I don't see that as a fit at all.
Big news in the NFL over the past couple of days, Roger Goodell getting a new five-year deal worth, even more than that, potentially worth over $200 million.
That's insane.
It's crazy money. I mean, is a commissioner ever worth that in any league, Richard?
Well, you know, there was a time that CEOs in business got paid something like, I think it might have been 40 times their average employee, and now CEOs in the United States are over 270 times. So they've been overpaying CEOs for a long time, except for me, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And so to have a commissioner paid that much, and he's had a pretty rocky last couple of years, I don't know why they paid that much. And I don't know, did he get the free jet as well?
That's what people are wondering. Yeah. That's all I care about.
Healthcare, too. He's really worried about healthcare.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make sure he gets hooked up.
You know, that healthcare system in the United States is pretty brutal.
Right.
So maybe that was a lot of it.
Well, I mean, it sure sounds like there was some infighting. You know, it was Jerry Jones who was at the forefront, but he claimed to have other owners behind him. And you've been involved in these meetings and the Board of Governors. And how heated does it get in that room when owners or presidents and CEOs are yelling and screaming about different topics that are going to cost people money?
Well, it's interesting. Commissioners are very different than CEOs. The governance model in pro leagues is much less transparent. You know, the National Post prints who are the best companies for governance. And governance model in sports is very different. The commissioners, they claim they work for the owners, but they and I don't mean to be derogatory here, but it's a good example. They're basically dictators. And so they control a lot. You know, Stern over the NBA, Gary over the NHL, and obviously Roger had that as well. So I don't know that they'd fight it out. I never saw a lot of public fights when we're re-upping Gary or re-upping David Stern. Not at all. It was all done kind of below the table type stuff. Goodell's was because Jerry Jones did that. So I don't know how much it burst into the board meetings. Obviously, he threatened to sue and made lots of noise. But I guess in the end, they threatened him and he went away. But I have not really seen the big fights. I mean, with the Mark Cubans and stuff, I saw, you know, fights at the NBA level, but not talking about the future of the commissioner.
He is former president and CEO of the Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment Group on Twitter, at Richard A. Petty's blogging constantly. He's in the know. We'd really appreciate the insight. Thank you for doing this, Richard.
Okay, always a pleasure, you guys.
There he is, Richard Petty. Was he your former boss, technically?
Yeah, kind of. There's some funny stories about him.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
For on-air or off-air?
Fergie.
The old Fergler?
Yeah.
That was his guy.
That was his guy.
Uh-oh.
Rob Babcock.
And I think Richard was on the trip when Fergie got fired in San Jose.
Was it in San Jose? That's where he got fired?
I think it was where it kind of was all going down.
Could he confirm or deny? Or you can't confirm or deny?
I can't confirm or deny that.
We should have asked him if he's ever heard the words confirm or deny.
Yeah, we should have got more into Fergie.
No, we didn't.
I know a guy that works for the San Jose training staff, and he said he was walking around the room, and Fergie was losing it mad. And Richard Petty walked in, and Fergie was just so upset, and they get blown out like 7-2. And Richard Petty was like, man, that wasn't that good tonight, was it? And old Fergler was just distraught.
You can't confirm or deny, but that may have happened.
Those are the
worst.
Yeah,
that happened.
Oh, so you're confirming.
Oh, yeah.
As a player,
though? And he's like, man, you guys keep getting killed like that. You won't want me to come on the road anymore, Fergie.
See you later.
It's
Fergie won't be going on the road anymore.
It's so bad when the superiors are around and you just get rinsed.
Oh man, is it
gross.
Yeah,
lock eyes with them. You're on your way, like, you know, you're on your way to do media or on the way to the shower or something. They're like sitting in the dress room.
Like the owner of the team.
The owner of the team, and you just laid a turd on the ice.
Peter Carmanos bought the Hartford Whalers, and his first practice in the stands was after a Halloween party, and we got thrown off the ice. Like, that's when Brad McCrimmon, I told you, he got a pass at center and he just skated into the boards and hit the boards and fell down. And the owner is like, this is the team that I bought?
Charlestown Chiefs.
Yeah, the Bad News Bears.
Richard Petty again joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. From now until December 23rd, when you purchase any used vehicle, you'll receive a $5,000 prepaid Visa upon delivery. Visit Maple Toyota next to Wonderland. Bobby Mack will join us. Getting closer to the MLS Cup final as well. Don't forget TSN 1050 soccer coverage for the road to the MLS Cup continues with the MLS playoffs coming to an end this Saturday. TFC facing Seattle in the MLS Cup final. Saturday at 4:30 is the kickoff. Watch it all on TSN. Bobby Mack on Bettman saying Seattle needs to find $650 million. I'm reading a lot of things here, dude. Matthew Tkachuk getting one game, was that enough? Mm-hmm. Freddie Anderson in on the Vezina. Is Edmonton done? Is Ottawa done? All of this and more with our main man, Bob McKenzie, next. Time now for a News Talk 1010 traffic update.
Eastbound 401 Express at Young. We got a collision in the right lane. Heads up through the area. You can take the collectors instead to get around this. Northbound on the 404 approaching the 407. A collision blocking the HOV lane still. We still got problems. Northbound on the 410 past Mayfield. A collision blocking the right lane. Got the westbound Mayfield ramp to the northbound 410. Also closed. Problems we had. Southbound 427 Express. The ramp to the eastbound Gardner cleared out of the way. Northbound ramp from Brown's line to the eastbound Gardner still blocked. In-town problems in Vaughan now. Highway 7 and Islington. Want to improve your bottom line? Enbridge can help find smart ways to use less energy and save money. Book a free assessment at EnbridgeSmartSavings.com/business. From the News Talk 1010 Traffic Center, I'm Eleni Stamatatos.
It's the best way to voice your level of concern.
Why don't you tell that guy to just...
He's getting a retweet.
No, yeah, he's...
And a favorite.
Tweet the voice on overdrive at TSN 1050 Radio and see if you're mention worthy.